And we face the consequence of this broken world every day. Disease, hunger, terrorism, wars, our sinful nature, every day we need to deal with this, and so on. And the truth is, because of that, our life is full of ups and downs. Our life is full of hills and valleys. And even I'm always smiling. I have my bad days too. And when I wake up and I feel weak, maybe depressed, struggle sometimes with my faith, when I look what's happened outside, one thing helps me a lot is to listen what God thinks about me. I'm always encouraged when I see what I am in God's eyes. The Bible says that I'm loved by God. God loves me. God loves you. This should make difference in our lives. The Bible says that I am a new creature. The old stuff doesn't matter anymore. Because in Jesus Christ, everything becomes new. The Bible said that I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. And He, the Holy Spirit, dwells in me. God is with me. I'm not alone. The Bible says that I'm a friend of Jesus. Imagine that. Jesus called you friend. The Bible said that I am salt of the world, salt of this earth. It's because me, I give flavor. I help to contain the corruption in this world because I'm the salt of the earth. The Bible said that I am the light of the world. If it was not me, if it was not you, this world would be in total darkness. We are the light. The Bible said that I am child of God. God is your father. He's my father. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, Paul add one more element in our spiritual survival kit. We are the pleasing aroma of Christ. Open your Bibles, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Ten years ago, we usually say, open your Bibles. Today, you say, open your Bibles, open your cell phone, open your iPad, your iPod, doesn't matter, but okay. But thanks be to God, who always lead us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and use us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are, to God, the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Let's pray. Dear Father, we pray to you. Help us to communicate your word. Help us to understand. Help us to live. Holy Spirit, we pray for you in this moment. In Jesus' name. Amen. When we read this verse, we need to understand who was Paul. Paul was 100%. He was a Roman. He was a Roman citizen. So he knows everything about Roman culture. But in another way, He was Jew. He was a Pharisee. So he knew everything about the Jewish tradition. So in this text here, Paul presents two ideas. And he used two illustrations to communicate this idea. The first idea is, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. This is his first idea. I will repeat. We are more than conquerors in or through Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, but thanks be to God who always lead us as a captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Paul uses here the Roman triumphal procession to illustrate the great victory of Jesus. And a Roman general, the emperor can give this kind of honor for a general. But for this happen, something should happen. First, this general had who won a great victory over the enemy on a foreign soil. So, the second, if he killed at least 5,000 enemy soldiers and gained new territory for the emperor. So when this happened, when the general won a great victory and he killed more than 5,000 enemy soldiers and he gained more land for the Roman emperor, so he was ready to come and receive the Roman triumph. But what's happened is, I watched this week because I was interested to see a very old movie. I think I was even born yet. Ben Hur, Charlton Heston. Oh, and this movie show was this procession. This is a parade. It's a parade. So the guy come in a chariot, a gold chariot, and he was with a crown, with a gold crown, and red boots, imagine red boots, and people, there is a one street or a way where every time the Roman Empire do this, you have to go the same place. And so the general come in front and people just, this is the guy. Yeah. And the priest burn incense in honor to them and in honor to the god. So we have many temples in Rome. Jupiter, temple of Jupiter, and goes on. And behind the general come the captives and the spoils of the victory. And it was a big victory. So the Roman priests participate in this parade carrying this burnt incense. And Paul was using here this practice to show the victory of Christ. Jesus is our leader. Jesus is our general. But different from the Roman general. Jesus conquered us by his love and by his compassion. The instrument of his victory was not the Roman arm and its tactics of war, but was Jesus giving his own life, dying on the cross. And the text says this, we walk in triumph through Jesus, not as a, now as a captives, slaves, scared to die. No. But Jesus, as our general, invite us and said, this triumph I give to you too. you come with me in triumph. My victory is your victory. And we are here now to save him, not because we were conquered by arms, by fear, but we were conquered by love. This is why we are here. The second idea here is we are the pleasing aroma of Christ, and you should to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. Verse 15, 16. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? When I read this verse, I remember one thing in the Old Testament. God ordered to Moses to make a special perfume. And I just want to share with you about that because it's amazing. In Exodus 30, 34 to 38, says, then the Lord said to Moses, take fragrant spices, gum resin, oniqua, I don't know how to say in English this, galbanum, and pure frankincense, all in equal amounts, and make a fragrant blend of incense, the work of a perfumer. It is to be salted and pure and sacred. Grind some of it to powder and place it in front of the ark of the covenant law in the tent of the meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. Do not make any incense with this formula for yourselves. Consider it holy to the Lord. Whoever makes incense like it to enjoy its fragrance must be cut off for their people. This incense was made only to be used in the presence of God. It's only for the Lord. And I just imagine here the Jews, they are walking towards the tabernacle. And as he is go close, he can smell this galban. I think it came from galban. There is a perfume, very famous. Como é em português? Doce galbano. It's a Brazilian. I knew something from Brazil comes. Doce galbano. I think it's everywhere. Yeah, doce galbano. If it's from this. But I just imagine it. I just come in my mind. The Jews go to the tabernacle today, go to the church. But when they start to come close, I can smell the holiness. I can smell God is there. This incense should be used only in the tent of meeting. It's when the people was close to God, the presence of God. God was there. When I smell this smelling, it's about God's presence. I'm a Brazilian. I love barbecue. When I finish cook my barbecue, if you come close to me, you say, you smell smoke. You smell fat. You did a barbecue. I have a secret for you. The Old Testament sacrifice were a huge barbecue. A huge barbecue. Do you know why? What's happening in the Old Testament is, if you have sin, you sin, so you have to bring to the priest in front of the altar a lamb or a goat, And when you bring, so I'm here in front of the priest, and I bring the goat or lamb. And the Bible said that I have hold the head of the lamb in front of the altar. And I will kill the lamb. This is the offer for my sins. And the priest, with his fingers, take little bit of the blood and in the horn of the altar and drain the blood in the base of the altar, take off the fat, cut the animal, put on the altar and burn. So this smelling go pleasing the aroma of God, and his sin is forgiven. Do you understand? So this is the process. What's the process? So you come with the lamb, you hold the lamb. This communicates a very special thing for me, just come in my mind now. It's very personal. You have to hold the lamb. So you want to be saved, you need to be close to the lamb, to Jesus Christ. You have hold his hand, because only with you and him. And here said, you cut, so the blood is on the altar, and put the meat, cut the meat there, and burn. What is this? It's a barbecue. It's a barbecue. And this happened in a place without chimney. What's happened? So the smell of fat and smoke, it's everywhere. So, imagine we are in Old Testament here. And Martha is at home. And Phil comes home. And Martha said, "Honey, where have you been?" When he come close, she said, "You smell smoke. Oh, you smell perfume. The incense, the aroma of God. I know you were in the presence of God. You were in the temple. Ah, you smell smoke too. Meat. Ah, you came from the sacrifice. Your sins were forgiven." It's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful picture. Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says here, we are the aroma of Christ. This smell that pleases God. But this aroma is a prophetic aroma. The text here says that when I walk in the street, I have to carry this aroma with me. In my work, with my family, with my friends, with my enemies. The text said here that we have to spread the aroma of Christ. This aroma of Christ is to be spread among people who will be saved and people who will be not saved. So I am this aroma. And when I go to work, people will see, this is a different person. This is different. He's different. She's different. And you share the gospel, you share your life with them. The truth is, some will be saved. Will be saved. So, your aroma, the aroma of Christ to them, will be aroma which brings life. But on the other hand, people will not accept the message. your aroma to them will bring death, condemnation. God in Jesus Christ brings a message of salvation. And you have two options. Or you accept and you be saved. Or you deny and you are already condemned. There is no third option. We are this perfume, this aroma. Share Jesus Christ in a broken world is not an easy task. Share the aroma of Christ everywhere through our lives requires being intentional. We need to do this. We need to wake up in the morning, think, God, help me to be the aroma of Christ in my job. You should be intentional, because if you not do this, you go day by day, you never think about it. God, help me to be the aroma of Christ with my family who doesn't know Jesus yet. So when I go to visit them in a village, when I go, I have to go there with this in your mind. Paul knows so much how difficult it is that he finished the verse in verse 16 with a question. And who is equal to such a task? I don't know, because English is my second language, but I prefer the King James version or ESV. For me, I understand better. We say, who is sufficient for these things? Who is sufficient? Who can do this? I almost speak in Portuguese now. Who really can do this? Who really can be the real aroma of Christ in this broken world? It's hard. It's hard. But he answered. Just maybe 10 verses later, in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, says, not that you are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficient is of God. He used the same word. We can be the aroma of Christ because Jesus, he already had the victory. We are not fight for victory. We fight already because we are having already the victory, because our victory is in Jesus Christ. I know the life could be hard. It's hard. But you have the promise. Jesus conquered everything, and will be a time when everything will be restored. We can be the aroma of Christ because our sufficient is not in our ability to be faithful, but our sufficient is in the ability in who called us, on who invite us and save us. Our ability is on Jesus Christ. So you can wake up in the morning when you feel weak, when you feel depressed, when you open the news and you see so much blood, so much hatred, you can see God. I am your aroma. I am the aroma of Christ. And help me to show through my life Jesus. To share it with people who are around me. Who is Jesus? I challenge you this morning to think, how can you share the aroma of Christ through your life? This is our theme. Think about spiritual disciplines Which spiritual discipline could help you to share the aroma of Christ to our lives? I just write 6 disciplines here, and you can think more. How can we as a church, how can we as an individual share the aroma of Christ with others? Share your life with others. Just some suggestions. First, hospitality. Invite people for your house. Invite people to drink tea. We have opportunity here in the end, you see, we have the event we call Guess Who is Coming to Dinner. Put your name there. Invite your friends, people in your work, where you work. If you are a student, invite people to drink a tea in your bedroom. Maybe you have just apartment. Invite, have time together. Hospitality is a way to show Jesus Christ. Witness. I know it's a hard question, but think in 1 year. The last 6 months, how many people you share the gospel? How many people you try to talk about Jesus, about spiritual things? How many times you did? Witness. It's be this kind of aroma of Christ. They need to know. Discipling. If you are mature in faith, look around and see people who has come to faith now and say, I would like be with him or help her to grow in faith. Be this aroma of Christ to him or to her. Small group. We have some small group in the church. You can open a small group in your house. Invite people to come. This is share your life. It's how we can share our lives to connect with other people. Small group. Be part of a small group. But to do this, you have to be intentional. Because if you not decide to say, from today, I will do this. I will participate every week in this small group. I will choose, I will pray for this person, and I will talk with her this week, or I will talk with him, and I say, I would like to have time with you, pray with you, read the scripture with you. If you don't do this, just go year and year, and nothing happened. Be intentional. Service. We have 2 very good examples of service here. We have help hands here. I'm very glad we have this here. We can reach people. People who doesn't have nothing to give to us. So we do because we love them. We have a group of people here who decide to invest in them. To be the aroma of Christ and believe you who is help in the help hands or in the fount of life, you will reach them with the aroma of Christ. But they need more people. So be part of this kind of ministry to serve, to help. This is be the aroma of Christ. Spiritual friendship. Maybe you can say, oh, do you know, I don't have enough maturity to disciple. But you can be a friend. And you say, do you know, I have difficulties to learn. I have some difficulties. Just let's every week sit together, read the Bible, and pray together. It's not that you are a disciple with somebody, it's low level. No, we just walk together. We have accountability. If you have trouble, if you need prayer, just call me. We walk together to grow in Christ. This is share the aroma of Christ. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We are the pleasing aroma of Christ, and we should to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. We can do that. This is our call. Not because we have all the answers, not because we depend on ourselves, but because our sufficient come from God. He did everything. And He called us, He called you to walk with Him in triumphal. The triumphal of Jesus Christ. He is our King. He is our General. But thanks be to God who always lead us as a captives in Christ's triumphal procession and use us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Who is sufficient for that? Jesus is. We can do it. God bless you.